A reading from the Gospel according to John. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but work for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture passage today is part of a transition between Jesus multiplying bread for the hungry crowd and then proclaiming his lengthy discourse on the bread of life. "You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill." The Gospel of John is very different from the other Gospels in that he does not recount many miracles. Rather, he presents seven great signs. John deliberately chooses this word "sign" rather than using the word for "miracle," because it carries greater theological meaning. The mighty actions of Jesus are signs that reveal much more than an external deed. They point to his majesty and his glory as the Messiah and the Son of God. Signs are meant to stimulate reflection, leading to faith in him. Signs are not just symbolic gestures. They are real events which demonstrate God's saving action among his people. "You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill." The signs that Jesus offers us are not only about healing or multiplying food. They are primarily about his very person, who Jesus really is. In the coming days, Jesus will explain that the giving of earthly bread is a faint reflection of his power to give us heavenly bread, a bread that reveals the divine. The deepest meaning of the bread Jesus gives is his very self, the life of God. He is the bread of life. Jesus is the sign par excellence of divine life. Christ's own journey through darkness into glory is the supreme sign, since the lifting up of the Son of Man is the supreme revealing of God as here and now accessible, of the divine gift of life eternal as here and now. Jesus is also the supreme sign revealing to mortal eyes what God is like and the greatness of his love. "You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill." Most people are willing to receive temporal goods from the hands of God, but there are few who are willing to receive spiritual blessings. St. Augustine wrote the following in his commentary on St. John, on the Gospel of John. Quote, and he's putting words into Jesus' mouth. You seek me for the sake of the flesh, not for the sake of the spirit. How many seek Jesus for no other object but that he may bestow on them a temporal benefit? One has a business and seeks the intercession of the clergy. Another person is oppressed by someone more powerful and flies to the church. Another desires intervention in his behalf with someone who is more influential. One in this way, one in that way. The church is daily filled with such people. Jesus is scarcely sought after for Jesus' sake. You seek me for something else. Seek me for my own sake. The end of the quotation. What does all this mean for us? Jesus is looking for a faith response from you and from me to his words and actions revealing his love. This requires a purification of our desires. Do we seek Jesus for our own self-centered interests? Or do we seek him because he is the Savior and the Son of God, deserving all our love and praise? How deep is our faith? This deepening of our faith is the work of God that Jesus mentions at the end of today's gospel passage. And it does take effort and work to seek Jesus in faith, to believe in the triune God, to see the signs around us every day that will lead us to eternal life, to see and understand the signs Jesus offers us means to see with spiritual eyes, to see and understand the deeper significance of the people and events that we encounter than what is just on the surface. Seeing signs is to see with faith. For John, there is only this one demand of God, this one work. Faith is the only and the essential human answer to God's sending of the revealer and bringer of salvation. Faith, not only in God, but also in this messenger of him who speaks God's word. Jesus is offering himself to us daily in his word and in his Eucharistic bread. St. Catherine of Siena once said, all the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus is the way. If we focus our sights on the signs of God, we will experience that all the way to heaven is indeed heaven. Not because there are no more trials or troubles, but because we are united to the one who is heaven itself.